Now, one of the things I had fun with and enjoyed doing from time to time was I would take people and run them around a test site as a kind of a guide and show them the NRDS and what we were doing and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And late one afternoon, they called me and they said, this accountant from NASA headquarters has landed in Las Vegas, and he wants a tour of the test site tomorrow, and we didn't know he was coming. Can you take care of it? Yeah, okay, I'll do it. So I pick him up at a motel on the strip. Seven o'clock in the morning, early, head for the test site. Before we got to Indian Springs, you wanted to know why we weren't there yet.
Uh-huh. Kind of impatient, wasn't he?
Yeah. We got to Mercury and then drove out to NRDS, and I drove him around and showed him this and that, and then I drove him up to engine test stand number one. And it was under construction at the time. And we got out and walked up, and I'm explaining this and that, and he, you know, he's just, he's not user-friendly.
Uh-huh.
He was wearing what I think were brand-new Italian shoes, mm-hmm. and a suit that came off some specialty store somewhere in the Washington area. It looked very expensive. Well, my mother always said if she was going to come back, she would come back as a dust devil.
Uh-huh.
And she came across this new construction area and filled his suit, pockets, shoes.
She did it.
With pea gravel. And he was just infuriated.
You guys knew better than to wear nice clothes out there,
You're
huh?
dang right. So we were walking back from there, and I was trying to keep from laughing. And I looked up, and I said, that's where we're going with this thing. And he said, where? What are you talking about? I said, the moon. The moon had risen over Vegas, and it was just huge, just above the horizon. He looked at me, and he says, you never see the moon in the daylight back east.